Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go into a time of scripture reading. Please listen to the word of God from Mark. You will all fall away, Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. Truly I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus, she said. But he denied it. I don't know or understand what you're talking about, he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there again, she said again to those standing around, this fellow is one of them. Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. He began to call down curses and he swore to them, I don't know this man you're talking about. Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and wept. This is the word of God. Please be seated and let's welcome Pastor Xiaowen and Sister Andrea for the word today.
So after the last sermon, I got some feedback about me using English for the sermons.
有一些人希望我讲英文，因为pace比较慢一点。
Some prefer me to use English because the pace is a little slower.
但是有一些也希望我讲中文加翻译，是因为我的英文有口音，让大家。
Would prefer me to have an interpreter instead because I may have an accent.
Yes, 但是我后来想还是讲。
So I've decided on the interpretation.
那么我们可以尽量就是我能够做到就是简内容。
And what I can do is to try to make the content a little simpler.
以前是11页，现在讲简到9页。
So from 11 pages now I only have 9.
希望可以深入浅出，就是我们不要那个就是我们有深度，但是内容是精简的。
Yeah, but I think we can go for something more concise and succinct, but deep.
好，我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，
Dear Lord,
我们恭敬地将今天的讲道交在你的手中。
We commit today's word and message into your hands.
求你赐给我们智慧的灵和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们讲的和听的都能够明白。
That whether it's the person speaking or the person receiving it, we will understand it.
让我们能够活出你的真理。
That we may live out your truth.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名，
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们今天的题目是门徒的失败与复兴。
So today is about the failure and restoration of the disciples.
我们在我们的生命当中，
In our lives,
失败呢是一个非常熟悉却很少我们停下来去讲和面对的一个词。
Failure is something that we're very familiar with but not something we actively confront.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们人是不喜欢面对失败的。
We as humans don't like to face failures.
当我们遇到失败的时候，我们想快快的逃离失败。
When we encounter failures, we want to run away.
我们知道人也会软弱。
And we know that we are weak.
也知道我们人是 不完全的。
And know that no one is perfect.
但当失败真正发生在我们身上的时候呢？
But when we actually fail,
它带来的往往不是说后悔。
It often don't just bring regret.
而是一种更深的动摇。
And sometimes it shakes us to our core.
是关于我们的那个位置的动摇。
It shakes our sense of identity.
很多的时候，
Very often,
失败并不是我做错了一件事情。
Failure isn't just, okay, I did something wrong.
它会有更可怕的一个后果。
There is a greater consequence.
就是慢慢的会演变出一种的感觉。
Slowly, it becomes a feeling that we have.
我好像不再站在原来的位置上了。
I'm no longer standing where I used to be.
如果以前我在这里
，If I'm here，
当我失败之后，好像降了一个位置。
If I fail, then it seems like I have gone downwards。
我开始怀疑自己。
I start to doubt myself。
也会不自觉的怀疑上帝让我这条路还对吗
？And sometimes I will doubt, you know, is this path that God has set me on the right one？
我们会问是不是哪里出了问题
？We ask, is there something wrong with me？
是不是我不够警醒，不够属灵，不够爱主
？Is it because I'm not watchful enough? I'm not spiritual enough? I don't love God enough？
于是，在我们的里面就会慢慢的形成一个判断。
And then we come to make a judgment upon ourselves。
失败之后，事情大概会越来越糟糕。
So after this failure, things are going to get worse。
别人怎么看我
？How would others see me？
我还能够站立吗
？Can I still stand firm？
关系可能会疏远。
Will our relationship get more distant？
祷告变得越来越困难。
Prayer becomes harder。
来教会心里会多了一层退缩。
I even hesitate more before coming to church。
最好不要有人问你最近我最近怎么样。
I wish no one asked me, "Are you okay?"
我还要说谎，哎，我 I'm fine。
Then I will have lie and say that I'm fine。
我们可能还在参与，我们可能还会来参与在教会。
We might come to church。
但是我们的关系会有一个隔阂。
But there seems to be something in between us in our relationships。
我们会很少的明说，心里会慢慢有一个结论。
We won't say it out loud, but in our hearts we'll come to a conclusion.
我现在的状况可能不太配继续往前走了。
I'm not really at a state where I can move forward.
有些人会对自己说，先安静一段时间，等好了再回来。
Some people might think, you know, when I quieten down and when I'm better, then I'll come back.
这句话听上去很属灵，很谦卑。
It sounds very humble and very spiritual.
但在很多的时候，它背后真正的意思是，我现在已经不在原来的位置上了。
But beneath it is the underlying fear that I'm no longer up there.
不是神把我们赶走了。
It's not that God has pushed us away.
是我们自己悄悄地选择了退到角落里面。
It is us just retreating into a corner.
失败就是这样。
That's what failure is.
它不只是改变一件事情。
It doesn't just change the nature of a thing that happened.
而是慢慢地改变了我们对神、对自己、对我们信仰这条路的理解。
It can change the way we understand ourselves, God, and our spiritual walk.
我们开始觉得
，We start to think.
神的工作大概照着我现在的状况来决定。
God's work will be determined by my current success or failure.
如果我好一点
，If I'm good.
我好像在上帝面前就是这个样子。
If I'm doing well before God，
如果我糟糕一点
，But if I'm not doing so well，
就好像是这样子。
Then it seems like I'm not so well in front of God。
如果我们带着这样的判断去读圣经
，If I bring this kind of lens as I read the Bible，
去理解神在我们生命当中的工作的话
，To understand what God is doing in my life，
这真的读对了吗
？Then will I really get the right interpretation？
会不会其实我们把失败时的内疚、退缩、羞愧当成了神对我们的评价呢
？Could all the shame, humiliation, sense of inadequacy, be taken by myself as God's judgment of me？
久而久之，失败不再是一次的跌倒和软弱。
Now over time, this failure isn't just, you know, a fall。
甚至开始影响我们如何看待自己。
It will shake our sense of self-perception and identity。
可是马可福音十四章。
But Mark chapter 14
记载了一个门徒彻底失败的故事
records the disciples' complete and utter failure.
我们都很熟悉彼得的失败
We are quite familiar with Peter's failure.
但奇怪的是
But strangely,
这段故事并没有照着我们以为的方向发展
The story doesn't go along in a way that we expect it to.
好像门徒失败了 game over.
It's as if like they failed and then okay, it's game over.
因为在这个失败真正发生之前
，Because before the failure happened，
耶稣已经说了一句话
，Jesus said something，
而那句话就决定了整个故事的走向
，And that thing that he said determined how everything was going to turn out。
我们来看第一个，失败已经被预告。
So let's talk about the first point， the failure foretold。
马可福音十四章。27-31节
Mark 14:27-31 says, "You will all fall away," Jesus told them. "For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, "Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times."But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same.
事情发生在耶稣被卖的那一夜。
So this happened on the night that Jesus was about to be betrayed.
晚餐结束后，耶稣和门徒往橄榄山的地方去。
So after dinner, they were moving towards the Mount of Olives.
在路上，耶稣对他们说了一句非常直接、不讨喜的话。
And along the way, Jesus said this not so nice thing to them.
你们都要后退。
You are all going to fall away.
这不是提醒。
It's not a reminder.
不是警告。
It's not a warning.
更不是假设。
And it's not like a hypothetical situation.
耶稣没有说你们当中可能有人会跌倒。
He did not say some of you might fall away.
而说你们都要。
But he said all of you will fall away.
每一个人。
Every one of you.
换句话说。
In other words.
在主耶稣的眼中，这不是一场可能发生的危机。
From Jesus' perspective, it's not like a bad thing that could happen.
是已经必然确定要发生的事情。
It is something that will happen.
这句话对门徒来说很难接受啊。
And it was very hard for the disciples to accept this.
因为他们已经跟随主耶稣三年了。
They followed Jesus for 3 years.
看见他医病。
They see him heal the sick.
赶鬼。
Cast out demons.
平静风浪
calm the storm,
也听过他无数次的教导
and taught, and heard him teach countless truths.
对这些人来说，他们不是路人甲和路人乙。
So they're not like outsiders, you know.
他们是跟耶稣很亲近的一群人。
They were the ones who were closest to him.
可是在最关键的时候，主耶稣却说，你们全都要后退。
Yet at this very crucial moment, Jesus said, you all fall away.
耶稣听，彼得听见这句话之后，就立刻来反驳和防卫了。
And so Peter's immediate response is defensive.
就算所有人都后退，我却不会。
Even if all fall away, I will not.
这句话不是虚伪啊。
It's not him being hypocritical.
他是真的很真诚。
He was really sincere about it.
彼得是真的爱耶稣。
Because Peter genuinely loved Jesus.
他也真的相信自己可以站得住。
And he truly believed that he could stand firm.
他在他的理解里面。
And from his understanding,
一个忠心跟随主的门徒在关键的时刻就要证明自己。
So at the defining decisive moment, a faithful disciple must prove himself.
这也是我们很熟悉的一个概念。
And this logic is something that we are quite familiar with.
我们会对自己说
We may tell ourselves,
我不完美。
I'm not perfect.
没有人会觉得自己是完美的人。
None of us would think that we are perfect.
但我是真心的。
But I'm very sincere.
我可能会跌倒
I may fall,
但关键的时候我觉得我还是可以站一下的
But at that critical moment, I think I can stand firm.
我们把安全感建立在我不会让自己走到那一步上
So our sense of security is on the belief that you know, I will not reach that point and I will not fail.
就像彼得一样
Like Peter,
觉得自己不会走到那一步
He thinks that he will not face that particular decision point.
但耶稣没有被这份热心所说服啊。
But Jesus was not affected by Peter's zeal.
他平静地对彼得说什么
？So he calmly tells Peter,
就在今天晚上鸡叫两遍以前，你会三次不认我。
Tonight before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times.
耶稣并不是主耶稣并不是要羞辱彼得。
Jesus is not trying to shame him.
他是在揭示门徒的真实的一个处境。
He was trying to reveal the disciples' real true condition.
他看见的不是彼得此刻的热情。
Jesus didn't just see his passion.
而是在面对困难的时候，他生命的真实的承载力。
But he was looking at Peter's true capacity when he was facing a trial or difficulty.
而就是在这一段话当中。
And within this conversation,
主耶稣加了一个极其重要的关键的一句话。
There is one very, very important sentence that he said.
当下几乎没有人听得懂。
And at the moment, nobody kind of understood it.
主耶稣说：“但我复活以后，要比你们先到加利利去。”
Jesus said, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee."
这句话没有引起讨论。
After he said this, nobody was discussing about it.
也没有被门徒回应。
And the disciples had no response to it.
却被马可清楚地记录下来。
But Mark, the author of this gospel, recorded it down.
在门徒的世界里，焦点是在面对困境的时候，我会不会站住
？So from the disciples' point of view, the question was, will we stand firm?
但在主耶稣的世界里，焦点是我复活以后，我要在加利利等着你们。
But Jesus's focus was, after I rise, I will meet you in Galilee.
我们来看 Part 2， 失败真实的发生。
So point number 2 is about failure becoming reality.
人这条线彻底的坍塌了。
And we see the utter human failure.
马可福音14:66-72.
Yep, and I will read this. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You were also with that Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girls saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it.And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept.
接下来, 失败照着主耶稣所说的,
then the failure unfolded exactly the way Jesus had predicted.
发生得很真实, 也很狼狈。
It was very real, it was very painful.
当主耶稣被捉拿的时候,
when Jesus was arrested, Peter was following him from afar.
他没有逃得很远哦。
He didn't run very far away.
他其实想要看看接下来到底会发生什么。
But he followed along trying to see what would happen next.
这一点非常的人性化。
This is like us.
也很像我们想要跟随又想要在面对困境的时候自保。
It's a human instinct to, you know, want to follow but have some distance so that we can protect ourselves.
彼得坐在火旁和那些人一起在烤火。
So Peter was by the fire warming himself with other people.
这个画面很微妙。
And this scene is quite striking.
主耶稣在被审问。
Jesus was being questioned.
彼得坐在人群当中取暖。
And Peter was sitting by the crowd, trying to get himself warmed up.
他的身体在火边。
His body was by the fire.
但他的心其实一直在摇摆。
But his heart must be wavering.
就在这个时候。
At that moment,
一个侍女看到彼得。
A servant girl saw him and said,
说你也是和那个拿撒勒人耶稣一起一伙的。
You are also with Jesus, the Nazarene.
这不是威胁啊。
It's not a threat.
也不是审问,
and it's not an interrogation.
这是一个普通的指证,
it's just recognizing a fact.
彼得立刻否认说,
Peter immediately denied.
我不知道, 也不知道你在说什么,
I don't know what you're talking about.
这是第一次的否认,
this was the first denial.
也许还带着一点自我的解释,
perhaps he was telling himself and comforting himself.
彼得心里可能想, 我只是暂时的应付一下,
you know, I'm just avoiding the topic.
我只是保护一下自己而已,
I'm just protecting myself.
这不是背叛,
it's not really betrayal.
只是一个小小的闪避而已,
it's just a lie to evade.
过了一会儿,
after a while,
那个侍女又对旁边的人说, 这个人也是他们一伙的。
The servant girl said to other people nearby that this fellow is one of them.
彼得再次否认了,
Peter denied again.
而且事情变得紧张,
and the situation is just getting more tense.
他已经不是在对一个人说谎了,
he's no longer lying to just one person.
而是在众人面前切割了与主耶稣基督的关系。
He was publicly separating and drawing a line between himself and Jesus.
再过了一会儿,
later,
旁边的人对彼得说,
the people standing around said to Peter,
你真是他们一伙的, 因为你也是加利利人。
Surely you must be one of them because you're a Galilean.
这一次彼得甚至发咒起誓说, 我不认得你们说的这个人。
And this time Peter began calling down curses and swearing, I don't know this man that you're talking about.
第三次,
the third denial.
第一次他只是躲避。
The first time was just avoiding.
但是这一次是完全的主动的切割,
but now it's complete cutting off.
来证明自己与主耶稣毫无关系,
to prove that he has nothing to do with Jesus.
这个时候鸡叫了第二遍,
the crow, a rooster crowed the second time.
彼得想起主耶稣说过的话, 就出去痛哭了。
Then when Peter recalled what Jesus said to him, he went out and wept.
那一刻,
at that moment,
他可能意识到, 原来我真的不是我自己以为的那个样子。
He might have finally realized, I'm not the person I thought I was.
原来我的忠心是那么的脆弱。
My loyalty is so fragile.
我的决心是那么的容易的, 我的决心是那么容易瓦解掉了。
My resolve and my resilience collapses so easily.
马可刻意的让这个事情就发生在这样的一个场景当中。
And so Mark writes about this particular setting.
这个失败不是一下子发生的,
this failure did not happen suddenly,
而是一步一步一步的下滑,
but it was a slow descent.
靠着自己的决心,
relying on his own resolve,
彼得根本停不下来来否认主耶稣。
Peter couldn't even stop himself from denying Jesus.
很多时候我们的失败也是这样。
Very often our own failures are like that.
不是突然变成了另外一个人,
we don't suddenly become another person.
而是在一连串合理的小的软弱罪恶当中, 慢慢的退后, 慢慢的退后。
But through a series of small and seemingly reasonable compromises,
直到最后我们自己连自己也不认识了。
We retreat to a point where we don't even recognize ourselves.
马可在这里没有立刻写恢复。
At this point in Mark's account, he did not record any form of reconciliation.
也没有给出安慰。
There's no comfort.
他让失败完整的就停留在这里了。
He just writes about the failure.
让我们能够清楚地看到,
so that we may clearly see,
当人靠自己站稳的话, 这条路是走不下去的。
That by relying on ourselves, we cannot move forward.
我们来看第三步。
The third point.
失败为什么没有改变主的方向？
So why did failure not change the direction God intends?
现在我们再回到主耶稣在失败前所说的那一句话。
Returning to Jesus's important crucial sentence before the failure.
如果那句话没有被真正的解释清楚的话，
If we don't fully understand it,
那么前面所有的失败的描述最多是一种道德的警告。
Then everything that we have talked about failure is just like some moral warning.
或是心理的安慰
or some form of emotional comfort.
我们会说哇，连彼得都失败，我也就失败了，也没什么。
We could take it as, oh, you know, even Peter could fall, you know. So what about me?
主耶稣说的是什么？
But what Jesus said was,
但我复活以后，要比你们先到加利利去。
But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
请留意这句话，不是彼得在痛哭之后才补上的一个安慰。
Notice this.This was not spoken after Peter wept as a word of comfort.
而是在失败还没有发生。
It was spoken before the failure happened.
十字架还没有出现。
The cross, we have not seen the appearance of the cross.
门徒还活在自信和誓言的时候。
The disciples were also living in great confidence and faith.
主耶稣已经这么说了。
Jesus already said this.
换句话说，主耶稣并不是站在事情搞砸之后的一个事后诸葛亮。我告诉你了，我已经告诉你了。
In other words, Jesus is not responding only after things had gone wrong.
实际上，在还没有发生的时候，他在告诉门徒所要发生的事情。
Even before they failed, he was already telling them that this was coming.
但主耶稣的焦点不是指责门徒软弱跌倒。
And his point is not to accuse them of being weak and falling away.
而是指示他们复活之后，我会在加利利等你们，你们在那里要见我。
But he's assuring them.After I rise, I will be waiting for you.
门徒所理解的时间线是非常直线性的。
So the way disciples understood time is in a very linear fashion.
如果我站住了
，If I can stand firm,
我就继续跟随。
I will continue to follow Jesus.
如果我失败了
，If I fail,
我就直接出局了。
Then I'm out of the game.
在他们的理解里，失败一定会改变方向。
From their perspective, my failure would change the outcome.
之前可能这样走。
I might be walking in this direction.
我失败之后，我直接就停下来。
Then the failure will reroute me.
但主耶稣站在时间线却完全的不同。
But the way Jesus looked at time or the timeline was very different.
他不是在等看门徒的表现。
He doesn't care or wait to see how they will perform.
而是把受难、死亡、复活和重聚放在了同一条线上。
On that timeline, he has already saw the suffering, death, resurrection, and the reunion or reconciliation.
在主耶稣的眼里面
through in Jesus' eyes,
门徒的失败不是这条线的终点。
The disciples' failure is not the end of the road.
因为他已经知道你们会失败。
Because he already knew that they were going to fail.
彼得的否认不是计划的崩塌。
Peter's denial didn't derail Jesus' plans.
失败不是打断故事，而是故事的一部分。
So failure did not interrupt the story. It is actually just part of the story.
所以当彼得失败的时候
，So when Peter failed,
那不是一场意外。哎呀，上帝主神的计划当中好像有一部分坍塌了。
It's not an accident, and it did not derail God's plans.
而是一件啊，也不是说神要临危要去调整的一个危机。
And it's not a crisis that God that forces God to adjust His plan.
在这条路上，主耶稣早已看见。
It was something that Jesus already had seen.
他已经承担了这个结果。
And he already carried the burden of that outcome.
彼得看的是鸡叫的那一刻的失败。
So Peter saw the failure when the rooster crowed.
而主耶稣看的是复活的清晨，加利利的相聚。
But what Jesus was focusing on was that resurrection morning in Galilee.
彼得在看自己的尽头。
Peter saw the end of himself.
耶稣在看重逢的起头。
But Jesus was looking at the beginning of the reunion.
失败从来没有改变主的方向。
Failure will not change God's direction.
因为方向从来不是门徒决定的。
Because the direction was never determined by the disciples.
门徒以为他们的跟随是一个条件式的道路。
So they thought that following Jesus was conditional.
我忠心。
I'm faithful.
就继续。
I persist.
我失败。
If I fail.
就中断。
Then I stop.
但主耶稣所揭示的是一条恩典式的道路。
But Jesus revealed a grace, a path filled with grace.
你会失败。
You will fail.
我仍然往前。
Yet I'm ahead of you.
你会跌倒。
You will fall.
但我已经在终点等你了。
But I'm already at the end waiting for you.
如果整条救恩的道路是建立在彼得的否认上。
So if the entire plan of salvation was dependent on whether Peter could stand in his faith.
那鸡叫的那一刻，一切都已经结束了。
Then when the rooster crowed, everything would have been destroyed.
但十字架不是计划崩塌的证据，而是正在继续 计划展开的一个方式。
But the cross was not the unfolding of the plan, but it was the way the plan had to work out in God's sight.
神不是门徒成功的时候才工作。
God doesn't only work when we succeed.
神在门徒失败的时候仍然坚定地往前走。
Even when the disciples fail, God continues to work.
所以当我们说失败没有改变主的方向。
So when we say that failure did not change God's direction,
不是说失败不重，失败好像无所谓。
We're not saying that it is okay to fail.
好像我们要过一个失败的人生。
That we should just live a life of failure.
不是的。
It's not that.
而是说失败从来没有掌控方向的权利。
We are saying that failure cannot control the direction.
我们来看失败的真正的原因是什么。
And so let's take a look at the real cause of failure.
彼得在失败之前，他把安全感建立在我不会失败上。
Before he failed, Peter's sense of security was built on the belief that he will not fail.
他以为只要我够热心、够爱主，就可以站住。
He thought that if I love God enough, if I was sincere enough, I would stand firm.
很多人也是这样啊。
And many of us are the same.
把属灵的生命的安全感建立在自己的表现当中。
We place our spiritual security on our performance.
我们的道德很高。
Our moral living.
和我们的忠心上。
And how faithful we are.
但这些安全感其实非常的脆弱。
But such security is very fragile.
因为它建立在一个会动摇的基础上。
Because its foundation is very weak.
就是我们自己。
And that foundation is us.
而我们人是非常软弱的。
And we are very weak.
一旦环境变了，压力来了。
As humans, when circumstances change, when we feel stressed,
我们就会发现自己远没有想象中那么可靠。
We will discover that we are not as reliable as we imagined.
一个真正跟随主的人
，A person who truly follows the Lord，
一定有一个自我的信仰崩塌的时刻。
Will encounter at least a moment where we feel our faith is collapsing。
失败有一个残酷却真实的功能。
And so failure has a very painful but very important function。
它会揭露我们真正依靠的是什么。
It will reveal to us what we truly rely on。
当我们的自信被击碎的时候
，When our confidence is completely shattered。
我们才发现
，We realize，
我们依靠的不是神的恩典，
what
而是自己的可靠性。
What we were relying on was not on God's grace, but on our own strength。
而这往往是神在我们生命当中很深的一个工作，要挖掉的东西。
But yet, this is the deep work of God that's in our lives。
不是要羞辱我们
，God doesn't want to shame us，
而是要我们把根基从我能不能站住挪到神是否信实。
But to move our foundation from focusing on can I stand on my own strength。To is God a faithful God?
失败之后
，After failure，
还隐藏着一个更大的危险。
There is an even greater danger that emerges.
这个危险不是跌倒本身
，It's not the fall or the failure itself，
而是自我取消。
But when we start to cancel ourselves，
例如，也许我们有一段时间非常的热心。
Perhaps you have observed this for a time. We are very fervent.
我们觉得自己哇，最近读经祷告，一切都很好，站立得住。
We feel like our spiritual life is great. We pray, we read the scripture.
啊，我们也参与各样的服事。
And then we serve in the ministries.
可是后来在生活的某一个阶段
，But later on in some season of life,
我们陷入了不好的习惯，或者是罪恶和软弱当中。
We stumble in our habits, in our weakness, in sin.
然后自责就会里面在我们里面慢慢的积累。
Then slowly we feel this sense of self-condemnation.
啊，我们会觉得自己不配祷告。
We may feel I'm so unworthy. I can't pray.
不配敬拜。
I'm unworthy to come to worship God.
甚至不配参与服事。
I'm unworthy to serve God.
虽然心里面会想要回转。
Maybe we still want to return.
但是如果这个软弱是持续性的呢
？But what if this failure keeps occurring?
久而久之就会有个决定。
And over time, you decide.
干脆就退出吧。
I'll just take a step back.
等我恢复之后再回来。
Maybe when I become better, I'll come back.
我自己的有一个很深的感受。
For me, I have experienced this deeply.
我差不多每个月讲一次讲道。
I preach almost once every month.
在我讲道的那个星期，我就会很警醒。
And in the week when I'm supposed to preach, I'll be very, very spiritually
alert. 我的身心灵，我就常常不能犯罪，因为我觉得我只有很圣洁的，我站在这里，哇，充满了能力，神与我同在。
So I will be very cautious about sin and not sinning because I want to feel a sense of power of God as I preach.
但是如果我软弱呢
？But what if I fall？
我真的不想上这个台呀、
啊。I really don't want to come up here。
我就想找个洞钻下去就好了。
I just want to dig a hole and bury myself in it。
但是这个很大的一个问题是什么
？But what is the deeper problem that is being revealed through this？
也就是说，在我不服侍的那其他三个星期，我就可以软弱跌倒，很这样，反正也没有不用上台 ，right？
Does it mean that in the 3 weeks that I'm not preaching, then I can just lead a life full of sin？
所以。 这是自我取笑，所以我要告诉大家的时候，我们要非常非常的小心的，就是那个自我取笑。
So what I want to remind everyone that sometimes it's that self-withdrawal or condemnation that we will experience, when we try to hide away.
因为自我取笑，它站立的基础是我自己的表现。
Because the foundation of that belief is that I am standing here because of my own performance and my own strength.
我的道德很高很好，没有人可以指责我什么。
Because I'm morally superior, no one can condemn me.
但是当我们退后的时候呢？
But when we take a step back,
我仍然相信神爱我们。
We believe that God loves us.
我们也相信神会赦免我们过犯。
We believe God will forgive us of our sins.
但是更深的地方，我们是不是在相信一件事情？这条路还有前，还可以往前走。
But even deeper, do we truly believe that in this path ahead there is a way for us to move forward?
我们下意识的会认为
subconsciously we might think,
我已经失败了。
I failed.
所以原来的道路已经中断了。
So this path is already the end.
这其实正是彼得在痛哭时最可能的一种想法。
And so when Peter was weeping, he might be thinking of that.
他可能会觉得一切都结束了。
He think this is the end. That's it.
我没有站住，我已经好 out of the game.
I failed. 我出局了。
我不再是门徒了。
Sorry?
我不再是门徒了。
I'm no longer fit to be called a disciple.
加利利
Galilee.
那是我跟主耶稣曾经美好的回忆。
All the wonderful memories I've had with Jesus.
但现在我已经没有资格去了。
But now I have no right to linger or even think about that anymore.
但是主耶稣在十四章二十八节所说的话，正在对抗这种自我取笑的心态。
But what Jesus has spoken earlier is the buffer against such.Thoughts.
主耶稣不是说等你们修好以后来加利利找我。
Jesus didn't say after you fix yourself, then come and look for me in Galilee.
主耶稣说的是我会先到那里。
What he said was I'm going there first.
无论你们怎么样，加利利的约定依然有效。
No matter what happens to you, what you have done, that promise that we have to meet at Galilee still stands.
失败最危险的后果不是神的离弃，而是我们自我离弃。
So the most dangerous outcome of failure is actually us giving up on ourselves.
我们把自己从恩典的轨道上挪开了。
We withdraw ourselves from this path of grace.
以为自己达到了某个标准才能够重新上车。
We think that we must be of a certain standard, then we can continue on.
但主耶稣说的是，车一直在开。
But what Jesus is saying is that you know we're still on this path.
而且方向没有改变。
And the direction is unchanged.
你不是等车停下来再上去。
You're not waiting to pause and get off or on.
你可以随时回到这条路上。
You can come back to it anytime.
因为什么？主就是道路。
Because Jesus is the way.
我们谈到，我们再来看复兴。
And we take a look at the
revival. 复兴。
The revival.
那复兴的真正的定义是什么？
So what is the definition of revival?
我们常常以为复兴是重新火热。
We think that revival means a new sense of passion.
被圣灵充满。
The infilling of the Spirit.
表现得很好。
And then we perform well.
可是马可福音没有刻意地写彼得的恢复。
But Mark, in the Gospel of Mark, it did not actually record the restoration of Peter.
是要我们明白。
So that it helps us understand.
复兴不是我们自己的振作的结果。
So it is not about us picking ourselves back.
而是神主动寻找的结果。
It's actually God coming to reach us.
真正的复兴不是我终于站住了。
The true revival is not that I can stand firm and strong.
而是主从未离场。
But is that Jesus has never left us.
不是我重新变强。
It's not that I become stronger.
而是我承认我自己站不住。
But it's me admitting that I cannot stand on my own.
却把信心放在那一位已经走在前面，在加利利等我们的主耶稣身上。
But I put my faith in that person who is God who is before me, who is already waiting for me in Galilee.
复兴不是能力的回归。
So revival doesn't mean the restoration of your strength.
而是关系的恢复。
But the restoration of the relationship we have with God.
不在羞愧当中离弃自己。
I do not withdraw myself out of shame.
而是继续的可以祷告。
But through prayer.
不是表现提升。
We persist on and we. It's not about my performance being better.
而是信心的位置回到了主那里。
But me placing the center of my faith in God.
如果此时我们可能生命当中经历一些大大小小的事情。
Perhaps in our lives right now we experience some highs and lows.
这篇道不是让我们立刻的振作。
So today's sermon is not about, you know, get yourself together.
而是邀请我们把信心的位置再挪一挪。
But I'm inviting you to shift what you place your faith on in God.
从我要努力站住。
From I must be strong and stand firm.
挪到主已经为我站住了。
To shift towards, you know, God is already standing strong for me.
从我不能失败。
From I cannot fail.
挪到即使我失败，主依然在前面。
To the idea that even though I will fail, God is before me.
所以我想我们一个很重要的一个应用。
So today a very important application for us.
当下一次我们在软弱跌倒的时候，
When we fall and fail the next time,
我们是不是可以应用那句话？
Can we bring to mind this line?
复活的时候，在我复活的时候，我在加利利等你们。
That when I rise again, I will wait for you in Galilee.
去防止我们的自我取消和后退。
And may this line buffer us against withdrawal. And self-condemnation.
让我们的信心再次回到主那里。
That our faith goes back to our Lord.
知道他不是在定罪我们。
To know that He does not condemn us.
他在那里等我们。
He is there waiting for us.
只要我们再回去。
As long as we return to Him.
这条路可以继续走下去。
We can continue persevering on this path.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊。
Dear Lord,
我们把自己的软弱和失败带到你面前。
We bring our weaknesses and our failures before you.
我们常因跌倒而退后。
Sometimes we retreat when we fail.
甚至心里取消自己。
And sometimes we condemn ourselves.
不敢走这条路。
And we are so fearful, Lord, of walking.
求你赦免我们的不幸。
Please forgive us of our unbelief.
帮助我们把信心从自己的表现挪到你的恩典。
Help us to move the basis of our faith from our performance to your grace.
让我们记得你已经走在前面。
Remind us that you are ahead of us.
加利利的约定仍然有效。
The promise of meeting you at Galilee still stands.
无论我们现在的光景如何。
Whatever my condition is today, Lord.
你在等候我们回到你所预备的道路上。
You are waiting for us to return to the path you have prepared for us.
求主帮助我们继续前行。
Lord, help us to move and keep walking forward.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。